Are you dreading Thursday, too? Nearly 60% of people surveyed by an NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll are. They say they don't want their family members to pass along their political opinions while passing the turkey on Thanksgiving. On the other hand, 31% say they are eager to talk about the latest news with their family and friends. 11% say, I'm unsure. So what do teenagers say? Youth Radio asked three teens how adults misbehave at their tables and how they deal with it.
More than half of the people that normally sit at my dinner table are homophobic, which is a problem because I'm gay before I came out to my family. And my aunt was like, why would we even want to support gay marriage? Like, it doesn't matter anyway. They're all going to hell. And then, like, couldn't really say anything because I hadn't come out at the time. And so then the following year, I did end up coming out. And now I probably would address it.
I made, like, a kind of a off-the-cuff comment about, like, you can't just ban Mexicans. My uncle's girlfriend quickly responded with, well, they're bringing over their rapists. And I was like, wait, I'm talking politics at a family thing. Like, there's no way this is going to end well.
I don't have any necessarily, like, blatantly, like, racist or, like, bigoted family members. They can say some definitely out-of-pocket stuff. If my grandpa, like, goes on his long rant about why we have to, like, defeat capitalism, I just generally, like, try and interrupt him. And I'm like, well, what are you doing about it?
When I have a family member say something really out of pocket, I typically don't respond. It's just not worth it to kind of like get into the fight because I have to rely on my family to kind of pay for my education.
Whenever I'm at a gathering that I don't want to be at, I just remember I never eat this well when I'm by myself because I can only cook box mac and cheese.
Make sure you have your person with you. Then you can look at each other and talk to each other and you can be like, did this person really just say this?
Weigh the pros and cons. It's like, what can I get out of telling you off and what can I lose? If you've got nothing to lose, just make sure you have your like car keys or bus ticket in hand. Like, go for it.
All right. The teenage perspective from Malia Disney, Robert Medina Fisher, and Charlie Stipe. Their story was produced by Youth Radio.